Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Well, good morning and welcome to the show. Jeff Beals at your surface. We are the only show in the metro area that talks about business, construction, real estate, anything related to your favorite city becoming bigger, more vibrant, and more prosperous. We're brought to you by D&M Roofing and Siding, as well as Dingman's Collision Center. My co-host, Trenton Magid, has the weekend off, and so we've brought in a substitute guest co-host, my colleague, Brian Thomas. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Well, glad to have you here. Brian is one of our brokers at NAI NP Dodge Commercial Real Estate. Been working in the commercial real estate industry for a couple of years, but a lot of people might know him from his military days. Retired Command Chief Master Sergeant. His last assignment was off at Air Force Base. Brian, first of all, thank you for your long service in the military. And then thank you for taking your skills and expertise to NAI NP Dodge and joining us.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for the warm welcome. You know, I love it here. I mean, simply said, we're doing the show today, but there is so much to love about the Omaha metro area that honestly, it was really an easy decision for me to retire.
Well, especially because you're not from here. You're an East Tennessee native.
And
if you watch the video, you'll see that he's wearing a Tennessee Volunteer shirt. You guys have a big game today.
Go Big Orange.
Yeah, against Georgia. But so you were at Offutt, and what about Omaha made an East Tennessee native say, okay, Omaha's going to be my permanent home?
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, it's got a lot to do with how similar Tennessee and Nebraska are. Whether it's, you know, political affiliations, the strong sense of community that exists here in Nebraska, I would say, as well as just morals and values and things like that, that really, for me, caused me to like have to stay here because it was just so much opportunity, to be honest.
So I want to ask you a little bit about your last assignment at Offutt, Command Chief Master Sergeant. Tell us exactly what you did in that last role.
Yeah, so as the command chief, which I was very blessed to have been the 16th command chief of the 55th Wing at Offutt Air Force Base, and the 55th Wing is a historic wing in the United States Air Force. It's the second largest Air Force wing in the entire Air Force. Roughly speaking, there's about 8,000 military members that are spread globally, so it's a globally dispersed organization. And an additional anywhere between 15,000 to 16,000 military family members. So a little known fact about Offutt is on any given day, there's roughly between 38,000 and 43,000 people that transit on and off Offutt Air Force Base. So it's almost like making it the third largest city in the state of Nebraska during the hours of 9 to 5.
But, from 9 to 5.
Yeah, but no, it was a tremendous role. So myself and then the base commander, which that's where Don Bacon, Congressman Don Bacon, mm-hmm. retired out of as the last one-star commander of Offutt Air Force Base. But working with the base commander, I got down here in February of 2019, roughly 2.5 weeks before the devastating 500-year flood. So most of my command tour was spent, honestly, in rebuilding and advocating for the rebuild of Offutt Air Force Base and making sure that we met every single tasking, which we did, that the president or the secretary of defense directed us to do out of the 55th wing.
Very, very cool. And and for those people that don't realize it enough, let me remind you, Offutt Air Force Base is just a huge economic driver for the entire metropolitan area. Biggest employer, biggest single employer in the metropolitan area as
Absolutely.
Well. So, Brian, before we go into the news, though, we've got to address something. My co-host, our... our colleague.
Our esteemed colleague.
Our esteemed colleague, Trenton Maggot. Esteemed. He's got a knack for getting in the news.
He actually finds himself surprisingly in the news more than most any other Omaha resident that isn't a politician.
He's got to be up there. But
yeah, he's pretty famous.
And if you get the paper edition of the World Herald, he had his picture on the front page. And the article was headlined, Jackie Robinson signed baseball found by Omaha family headed for auction.
Yeah.
And this is a cool story. Trenton's late mother, Carolyn Schimmel Maggot, good friend of mine for many, many years. She had, ever since she was a little girl, an autographed baseball signed by none other than number 42, Jackie Robinson. And she kept it safe for many years. Her father got it for her because he was involved in Lincoln's then affiliated baseball team.
He was instrumental, really.
Yeah.
Get it.
A big hotelier. Excuse me, if you're familiar with Lincoln, he was the original owner of the Cornhusker Hotel, yep. The one that was torn down, not the current one that is downtown, if I could talk. At any rate, that ball has gone to auction, and you can still get your piece of history and indirectly a piece of Trenton for the rest of this weekend.
I mean, how cool is it, you know, when you think about it, tonight you have what could be the final game. It's game six of the World Series with Houston currently leading 3-2 with an opportunity to close it out tonight. So, you know, how important is Jackie Robinson to baseball? I mean, I think that question has been answered over and over and over again. But really, more importantly, a chance to own a piece of history for a man that was pivotal, not just in baseball, but just about everything that you could imagine that was touched for American society. You know, it was so many interesting articles. Obviously, there is a movie called 42. That is
great movie.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie. But really, I mean, with the chance between last night, which is when the baseball went up for auction, through all of today into tomorrow at the Brandy's, put it on by Twisted Fate, if I remember right. Twisted Fate Estate Sales.
Twisted Fate.
Yeah, Twist of Fate, not Twisted. That would be bad, I guess.
Twisted Fate.
That's like Twisted Sister. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so Twist of Fate, estate sale, and auction services. So for anybody that has a love for the game, anybody that really, truthfully wants to own a piece of history, highly encourage you to check that out. And for a cool $50,000 opening bid, I'm sure that we could get that done.
Well, so the interesting thing will be to see what it goes for.
I told you before we got started, I'm taking the over. Like, I find it hard to believe that this baseball will not go for at least double that amount. And that's my hot take.
Yeah, well, see, I threw out an 80. I threw out 80K out there, and you took the overs for that.
I did. I definitely took the over on it.
We'll have to see how that all plays out. Well, let's go into our news of the week, which is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. And they can help you with FHA, VA, or conventional loans. And a lot of people say, hey, why do I go with a mortgage broker? Why don't I just go to a traditional bank? Well, it's been proven over the last couple of years and before that those borrowers who go through a mortgage broker end up saving quite a bit of money over those who go through a traditional bank. And here in Omaha, the premier mortgage broker is Eagle Mortgage. Holly Schneidewin runs it. We know her personally. She's become a very good friend of ours. The best integrity and work ethic, and she imparts that to her entire staff over there at Eagle Mortgage. You can pop in at 114th and Davenport or find them online at eaglemortgagecompany.com. All right, on with the news. 180th Street between Blondo and Maple is now open, and a lot of people in Northwest Omaha have been excited about this. Mm-hmm. And Brian, this is going to be a big, huge benefit for a couple of big retail projects that are coming to the 180th and Maple area down the road.
Yeah, I know everybody in that area is super excited to see this finally get done.
And so it's about 2 months ahead of schedule, according to Hawkins, which did the construction project on it. And so now with the already completed bridge between Dodge and Blondo, the entire stretch from Dodge to West Maple is now a 4-lane, very nice road and ready to handle some serious traffic when all that stuff opens up on West Maple.
100%.
So Scooter's Coffee has opened a new headquarters in the Miracle Hills area. And Brian, I looked at the photos of this, and God, it looks pretty cool in there.
It's impressive. I mean, really, if you think about it, Scooters is an impressive organization. I mean, I believe now there are over 600 stores in over 28 states. I know that their goal, as stated, you know, in their own charter for the company, is that they want to be the nation's, not just Nebraska's or anybody else's, the Midwest or whatever. They want to be the nation's number one drive-through franchise concept system in our country. And I'll tell you, there's no reason why I don't see that happening. They have a fantastic product. I mean, you see I'm repping them today. I'm not being paid, by the way.
You're drinking it right
but
now.
But I have a lot of smile points that I have to use because I'm hitting that every single day. But, you know, a lot of people may or may not know it, that are our listeners, that it began right outside the gates of Offutt Air Force Base. So, I mean, right there, like in Bellevue, Nebraska. And so, fantastic organization, just super excited. And, I mean, it's not an insignificant build-out. I mean, it's over 101,000 square feet on their new facility up in the Miracle Hills area. So very, very impressive.
Yeah, and I've been noticing over the last year, because we report on this sort of thing in the Grow Omaha Weekly Market Report digital newspaper, that not only is Scooters growing a lot, but they have been bolstering their executive suite. A lot of big-time executives who've been hired, brought in to the company from big-time national restaurant and food service brands. So it's going to be fun to watch as they chase the big behemoth Starbucks and work aggressively towards 1,000 locations. But clearly their growth is ramping up, and they're doing it quite deliberately. Well, from coffee to casinos, get your cigarettes and oxygen tanks ready, because
I'm getting a smoking jacket ready.
we're getting an expanded casino. The Ponca Tribe of Nebraska, which has the Prairie Fire Casino in the Carter Lake area, is going to expand it by 60,000 square feet. That's a massive expansion, because the existing building's not all that big.
No.
And looks like this is going to be coming summer of 2024.
Yeah, it's going to be relatively quick.
And looks like 600 gambling machines plus sports betting, food service options, beverage options, 200 new jobs there. So Sentinel Property Group plans to renovate a former postal annex at 11th and Pier Street. This is a building in Little Italy. Some of you may remember years ago, this was going to be a classic urban public market. Mm-hmm. A lot of big cities have these. They've been coming more popular. You can go in and there's food, some of it grocery style, some of it prepared. A lot of times they'll have florist shops, craft shops, almost kind of like an indoor farmer's market, if you will. That fell through. Sadly, when you drive by it right now, it still says public market coming 2018.
Yeah. We should probably get that changed.
Yeah, it came and went. Yeah. But so now plans are calling for turning it into heavy residential with some commercial. And actually, the developers would put two floors of residential on top of it. One cool piece of trivia about this building, Brian, it was originally you've heard of a bus barn where the buses go at night. This was a trolley barn where the cars from the old Omaha streetcar system, which was closed in the late 1950s, would be parked and maintained and that sort of thing. So it'll be a nice addition to Little Italy. All right. So our last story of the day, we told you that Scooters expanded its Omaha presence by a new headquarters building in Miracle Hills. Here's a cool story about Pepper Jack's Grill. This is another restaurant from Omaha, and it has opened up a new headquarters near Interstate 80 and Highway 50. But this is what's cool about it. The place started in Omaha, and that's where its headquarters was. Then, boo, it moved to Denver. But then at least moved back to Nebraska, to Kearney. And now it's coming back to Omaha, doesn't it?
So, and you totally redeemed yourself.
Now I can go back to Pepper Jack's again. But, you know, Pepper Jack's is a good product. And I know in the Omaha area, they've been opening up a lot of very modern-looking shops.
100%. Like, I think in a lot of their older stores, too, they're doing a lot of refreshes that I've seen around the metro. I mean, it's a huge win for the metro area. You know, clearly we love our brothers and sisters out in Kearney. But we were very happy to welcome them back, because, quite honestly, when you look over just the last, I would say even slightly after the pandemic began to wane, so many businesses were moving into Omaha. So now it's like, really, in a good way, the floodgates have opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and so Scooters may be the big elephant restaurant franchise brand headquartered in Omaha, but it'll be interesting to see how Pepper Jack's grows.
Because they have a great product.
People love it.
They do. I mean, there's a lot of loyalty there. So whether it's Runza or Pepper Jack's or some of these other places that you can only get predominantly right here in the Midwest, like, they are very popular.
You know, of course, Godfather's is another Omaha-based restaurant brand that franchises quite a bit.
I love that guy.
Pepper Jack's has 30 locations currently in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and South Dakota. As far as Do It Godfather's, I don't know, but I know they're in a lot more states than just
actually,
that.
I actually text Trenton a picture right after I took it. I was over at a Hops for Harmony, which is a Project Harmony charity fundraiser, and he had his little booth set up. And so he was
the Godfather?
Full regalia. It was hot as all get out, man, but full regalia. So I'm like, I got to get a picture with this guy. So I did. Texted to Trenton. Trenton's like, not impressed.
No, that's why.
I'm like, man, you're a hard man to impress, dude.
I would have been impressed.
All
right.
You would have, Jeff.
That's your news of the week, brought to you by Eagle Mortgage, eaglemortgagecompany.com. We're going to take our first break of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to bring on Adam Hobelheinrich from Project Control and Rick Hoppe from the city of Ralston. Going to talk a lot of development stuff with those guys. You're listening to Jeff Beals and Brian Thomas substituting for Trenton Magid this week. We're brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center and D&M Roofing and Siding. Back in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals at your service, sitting next to Brian Thomas of NAI NP Dodge. He's substituting for Trenton Magid, who has the weekend off. We're brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center and D&M Roofing. Highly recommend D&M Roofing for any commercial or residential roofing needs that you may have, whether it's repairs or preventative maintenance. Get a hold of D&M Roofing for any sort of residential or commercial building. Well, we're going to be talking about some development projects in Ralston and a few other projects as well. With us today is Adam Hobelheinrich. He is head of the Nebraska Office for Project Control, and also Rick Hoppe from the city of Ralston. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for coming. And Adam, I'm going to start with you. Some people might remember the name Project Control because for a couple of years, you guys were a proud sponsor of Grow Omaha. But for those who don't remember, what does Project Control do?
Appreciate it, Jeff. Project Control is a owner's representation program and project management company. So essentially what we do is we help owners that have the ability to do a large capital project or remodel project, do their day job while that's going on. So we bring our expertise and experience and our staff to assist them with that process. So all the way from finding property to working with their real estate agents to finding the right architect and contractor and negotiating those agreements. So both reduced risk and kind of streamlining the process, because a lot of larger entities have staff that do those things, and developers do too. We provide that for clients that, like I said, have a good day job or just don't have that expertise, or in some cases they have that expertise but they're just doing so much that they need assistance with those type of projects.
What are some projects that you guys are working on right now?
We have a couple projects with I want to give shout outs to some nonprofits we're working with. But we also work with public entities. We have a couple public entities we're working with right now in the metro area. And also one of them brought with me Rick, because somewhat we're saying, you know, the best way to talk about what we do is from our clients. But nonprofits locally, one of them I wanted to mention was the Sarpy County Museum. There was some news that came out recently. We've honed in on a piece of property for a future development for them. They've outgrown their current space. Their building's getting a little older too, so they're looking for a new kind of in-your-face, like more present location. And we ended up on a property on 90th and 370, so right by Trinity Lutheran Church there. It's going to be about a $12 to $15 million project when it's all said and done. And they're also getting to bring in not only their current collection, but the growth will let them expand on that to really show the history of Sarpy County. But there's a local railroad collection that a local Sarpy County resident has put together. It's the Wimmer Railroad Collection, and it's valued at roughly $10 million, and they're looking for a permanent place for this to be. And They've selected Sarpy County Museum, so we got to help them build the space for it.
So why don't we talk a little bit about some of the work you're doing in downtown Ralston?
Yes, like I said, I think one of the things best we talk about is helping to hear from our clients what we do. And one of the things we do is bring that expertise and assistance to help people through managing multiple designers, multiple contractors, and multiple facets of work. And I'm going to turn it over to Rick to talk about what Ralston's doing. I thought it would really be good to talk about that in the metro area.
Well, first of all, thank you, Adam. It's been a great opportunity to be here today and talk about the Hinge Project. The Hinge is actually an effort by Ralston to do a better job connecting its assets. 72nd Street has about 40,000 cars a day that go down it.
That's real busy.
It's a busy street. And you know we have the Liberty First Credit Union Arena, recently renamed. Thank you, Liberty First. That was a great sponsorship.
Artist formerly known as the Ralston.
Put. We don't do a great job of connecting that to our downtown and to any commercial opportunities along 72nd Street. So the Hinge was conceptualized as an effort to revitalize some aging industrial ground from 72nd to our traditional downtown on 77th Street. So we've got about 12 square blocks that we've been working on and making a great deal of progress, and we're excited about the possibilities.
Yeah, and so 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to listen to the mayor speak. And he was talking specifically about the Hinge Project. We had spoke a little bit before the show today about kind of where it began, the vision behind it, and the fact that it's going to actually occupy a fairly large amount of space in Ralston, about over 30, almost 31 acres, really. So when you think about it, it's a true campus project. When you did the design for this project, was there, you know, any kind of target businesses or, you know, target demographics that you really, really saw that you wanted to bring into Ralston from an economic development or from just a population growth?
You know, these projects are funny in a way because you start going one direction, circumstances change, you start going in another. It certainly was conceptualized kind of like, you know, Exarban and some of the other projects in the metro to create a walkable urban environment that would be attractive to young professionals. But then we had the most amazing thing happen. A very big entrepreneur named Gordon Witten stepped into our doors. Gordon has started several businesses very successfully in Omaha and calls himself a serial entrepreneur. And he had this dream of bringing together kind of all the elements to create what he would call an entrepreneurial ecosystem. So we could start, we could bring the young people that do startups in the metro area together. He could give them advice and guidance to get their startups going and growing, then give them a place to physically locate their businesses, and then have the residential and entertainment components there so they can live, work, and play in an area and support each other.
So it sounds to me like this whole idea of like a business incubator where insanely ambitious, intelligent people can collaborate and be able to create something new and then can be enjoyed by the entire metro area. Is that safe to say?
Brian, that's exactly what it is. We're really proud of the business incubator that's been developed there. In fact, the city of Ralston, through a foundation, also invested in it. We're proud to say that we have the Metro Startups of the Year for 2020 and 2021 living in Ralston right now, Event Vesta and Retail Aware, two dynamic companies that came out of this effort.
And Event Vesta is one of our sponsors of the Grow Omaha Weekly Market Report. They provide a calendar section every week for us with really cool events. We're going to take our middle of the show break for the news, but when we come back, we're going to talk more with Rick Hoppe from the City of Ralston and Adam Hobelheinrich from Project Control. You're listening to Jeff Beals and Brian Thomas in for Trenton Maggot on Grow Omaha, brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center and D&M Roofing. Back shortly on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to the show. Jeff Beals sitting in the KFAB penthouse studio high above Underwood Avenue next to Brian Thomas of NAI NP Dodge, who is substituting for Trenton Maggot, who has the weekend off. We're brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center and D&M Roofing and Siding. Dingman's has four metro area locations, and if you need to have any work done on that body, whether it's a scratch up, a dent up, or a crash up, you want to give them a call. And you can take the vehicle to any one of their full locations. They all do an excellent job. And the Northwest Omaha location also offers auto mechanic services as well. It's time for the Real Estate Development Spotlight, brought to you by Noddle Companies, noddlecompanies.com. And that is focused this week on Steel Ridge. Noddle Companies has a number of developments around the metro area. Steel Ridge is one of them. This is on either side of Highway 370 at Interstate 80. On the north side is where you have a bunch of car dealerships going in. On the south side, there is 88 Tactical right there, but a little bit further south, kind of the south part of Steel Ridge, if you will, lots of grading underway for big-time development. And we now know one of the projects that's going on that south part of Steel Ridge is going to be a 200,000-square-foot cold storage warehouse for Rotella's Italian Bakery. Now, Rotella's does their baking near 108th and Harrison. That's going to continue. That's a state-of-the-art baking plant, but huge 200,000-square-foot cold storage warehouse. Construction should start soon, right on the northwest corner of 156th and Schramm Road. And that is your Real Estate Development Spotlight, brought to you by Noddle Companies. You can find out more about Noddle Companies by going to noddlecompanies.com. All right, Brian and I have with us in the studio today Adam Hobel-Heinrich from Project Control and Rick Hoppe from the city of Ralston.
Yeah. So, Rick, we kind of left off the first segment talking about all the great work that's being done, in Ralston as it pertains to Hinge. However, I know you have the Granary Green, which is a fantastic venue. Can we talk about that a little bit and kind of how's that going?
Hey, thanks for bringing that up. I'm really excited about that. It is one of the premier places to watch the Huskers play football in all the metro. There's a 27-foot LED screen outside, with a very flexible space outdoors to host concerts, small events. We do a lot of community things there. We even got heaters there so you can enjoy it on a fall day. We've got balconies that overlook the area, and Bushwhackers Bar, a historic country bar that many people, I'm sure, are familiar with, serves the drinks and the food. And so it's a really good time, and kind of modeled on, if anyone's been to downtown Kansas City and seen the Kansas City Live experience, where you have kind of an entertainment courtyard surrounded by a number of commercial areas.
Fantastic. So, you know, talking to Adam, there's a lot of work that he's doing, you know, with the city of Ralston. There's also a lot of incentives for economic development for businesses coming in, and just a few other topics that I know that we talked about that I'd like you to expand on.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Ralston offers some opportunities that are unique to the metro. First and foremost, we're an economic opportunity zone. The last bipartisan measure in the entire United States that really lends more value for development in our area. In fact, your money goes about 25% further in an economic opportunity zone than it does in a traditional development area. We have a very easy development process in Ralston. We're a small community. There's just one inspector to get through. We're pretty darn experienced now after having done this for a few years. We move fast. Third, we had a citizen, LaDonna Johnson, who bequeathed to us $7 million to make this project go.
Wow.
And that money doesn't have very many strings attached to it, like tax increment financing or other government sources. We can solve a lot of challenges with those dollars. I think the last thing that's really important is Project Control. Adams kind of serves as the intermediary between government and developers. He speaks their language and he speaks our language. So we have kind of a seamless transition that I think developers really appreciate because they have someone that really understands them.
Yeah, Adam, I mean, do you want to say anything on that?
Yeah, I think one of the things we try to do is understand the city's goals and the developer's goals and meld the two in a way that is seamless and has pro-development mindset with both the government side of the right-of-way, the desires and wants of the community, and also making sure that the developers are meeting their goals and are both with the city and also the goals on their side of the table. So we try to help there and provide advice and manage. In Ralston's case, there's a few designers and someday there'll be a few contractors that they all have to kind of work together. And our role is to make sure that's kind of progressing seamlessly.
All right. So Jeff and I both have spouses that are from Minnesota, and say we wanted to partner together and we were looking for a project because clearly we have, look at our t-shirts and stuff. We have a lot of excess capital to spend, right?
Sure.
Like lots of it. So are there any upcoming projects, requests for proposal or anything that we could jump in on?
I like the way you think, Brian. I think you guys would be tremendous additions to Ralston. Let me entice you with a couple things. First off, the city has a purchase option on the old Hillcrest Landing property and a quarter block to the south of it. Hillcrest Landing is the oldest shopping center in the metro. It's time for it to be repurposed. It's going to be probably 220 residential units. We have a very, very talented developer interested in that specializes in these sort of urban redevelopment residential projects. That is moving forward at a rapid rate. We're going to have a lot more people in the area with a mix of housing, including, while this is aspirational, a really unique mid-rise tower concept that will house some condos, the typical missing middle housing that people chase, and apartments. The other one is we think that we'll have control of about 10 acres between that and 72nd Street of that industrial area, and we anticipate putting out a request for proposals to see what might be the vision for the rest of the Hinge project. We anticipate a lot of commercial opportunity there because it's close to 72nd Street, which, as we talked about, has an amazing amount of traffic down that street. And it's really the final piece to connect our downtown, new residential, and commercial opportunity to the arena.
Sounds like Jeff and I, and I guess we'll invite Trenton to be a part of this notional plan that I'm formulating in my brain.
It doesn't sound like a bad plan, and it looks like there's some opportunity there. Hey, before we wrap up, though, I want to send it back to Adam, and I know you wanted to mention one last project that your company is working on.
Yeah, I'm attending an event for a group tomorrow night called the Collective for Hope, and we're also helping them develop a new center for their grief counseling services on 80th and Cass in Chicago area. So we're really excited about that project, the amazing work they've done and are doing. And we're kind of at the early phases of construction. They've had some help from the state with some funding sources there, but they're fundraising and they need additional support. So we're really excited about that project too, and kind of want to make our clients shine, so to speak, and talk about them a little bit.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you joining us today. Rick Hoppe from the city of Ralston. So much happening in that community and very exciting things to look forward to. And Adam Hobel-Heinrich from Project Control. Many projects that you guys are working on. Glad you are part of our show today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take our final break of the hour. And when we come back, it'll be time for the Turner Construction Lightning Round. And I see a lot of things on the list for Brian and me to talk about. You don't want to miss any of it. You're listening to Jeff Beals and Brian Thomason for Trenton Magid today on Grow Omaha. We're brought to you by Dingman's Collision Center and D&M Roofing and Siding. Back with the lightning round in a moment on News Radio 1110 KFAB. And welcome back to the show. It is the Turner Construction Lightning Round, where we talk about a lot of things in a short period of time. This is fodder and ammunition for your cocktail parties tonight. So listen closely and take notes. It's brought to you by Turner Construction. Turner is one of the nation's largest construction firms, doing projects really all over the world, one of the world's biggest construction firms. But here in Omaha, they act like a small town contractor in that they are involved in the community. They're extremely focused on workforce development, which means a couple things to you. Number one, if you work in the trades, it's a great place to work. Number two, when you hire them, you know you're getting a team that's very motivated and together and cohesive on what they do. Just noticed a new Chase Bank branch going up out on West Center Road. They've been working on Chase Bank branches all over town. And, of course, they're really famous around here for the multi-billion-dollar Sarpy County Data Center several parcels along Highway 50. So we appreciate Turner Construction for making this lightning round possible for you. Whew. All right, Brian, are we ready?
Fast and furious.
Okay, here we go. Heavy Brewing is a new brewery and tap room. The address is 20333 Patton Street in Gretna. They're going to have a soft opening today and tomorrow. They'll also serve food. And then there's a coffee shop out of Lincoln called The Mill Coffee and Tea. Very popular down there, four locations in Lincoln. They're going to do their first location outside of the city of Lincoln in Omaha at 31st and Leavenworth Street. This is going to be a 4,000 square foot building indoor-outdoor seating plus a drive-through. I know when I've been down in Lincoln, I've been to the mill. I think they'll do great at 31st and Leavenworth.
I actually was just down there on Thursday.
Oh, were you at the mill?
Yeah, so I encourage anybody that hasn't, you got to check it out.
Good product, yeah.
100%.
The Cookie Company is going to be a locally owned gourmet cookie shop opening soon at 11922 Standing Stone Drive in Gretna. Mm-hmm. Of course, gourmet cookies have been very popular lately, and so there's going to be another one. And of course, a lot of things are going to Gretna.
That's going to be a great addition. Yeah, great addition.
What'll be interesting is like 20, 25 years from now, Gretna will be like 16 times maybe not quite that much, but a lot bigger than what it is right now.
At least 10 to 12 times.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Sbarro is coming back to the metro area. They're going to, they used to be in the malls, but they're not there anymore. But now they have a location coming to 90th and Blondo. There's a quick shop, not just any quick shop, like a massive quick shop, northwest corner of 90th and Blondo. Yeah,
quick. It's like a ring of power.
They should call it the Grand Quick Shop, Hyatt.
We should get royalties for that name.
This one will have a Sbarro in it. So if you've missed that New York pizza, that's coming back. All right, a couple other restaurant items. Ikusan Ramen and Izakaya, easy for you to say, will open its fourth Omaha location in the Fuzzy's Taco Space at Village Point. So that's up and running now. Mm-hmm. And that place is wildly popular.
Yeah, so they have one in Shadow Lake that they opened up recently. It's really good. Probably at least, I would say, 10 different varieties of ramen bowls you can get.
Originally from Benson, then they also have one in location. They also have one in the old market, I meant to say. The only location I've been to, though, is that Shadow Lake one that you mentioned.
It's actually one of the only ones you can get a specific type of noodle. It's called udon.
Udon.
Yep.
Rusty Taco has opened in a newly constructed retail strip at about 204th and Q Street. They already had two existing locations in town. Mm-hmm. Construction has started on a Scooter's Coffee drive-through location at Regency Landing. Brian, this is the new development that is on the northwest corner of I-680 and Pacific Street where the pickleball place is.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've seen all the build-out as it's kind of happened over the course of the last year. That is going to be that development or redevelopment is going to be fantastic. I think it's already 75% leased up.
Yeah, it's close. In fact,
they continue to have businesses just clamoring to get into that space.
And then one of them is going to be Early Bird, which will soon open another restaurant there.
Yeah, they have one in Shadow Lake too, and highly recommend biscuits and gravy there.
Love Early Bird.
So good.
The future, yet another Milan laser hair removal shop will open at Midtown Crossing pretty soon. Interior build out is underway. It's next to Pickleman's Cafe, Midtown Crossing. Milan has 200 locations plus nationwide. Game Room Omaha has moved from 311 South 72nd Street, which is basically a little bit south of 72nd and Dodge, to 5425 Northwest Radial Highway. That little area is supposed to be a location of another membership car wash. Mm-hmm. So they're clearing that out. But Game Room, as the name would indicate, game stuff and game repair and all that.
My kids will highly approve of that. we got quite the collection of Nintendo Wii games. And I think we're finally getting to an age where we can move, up to PS5.
The new Kanara Indian restaurant is getting very close to opening in Regency Shopping Center, and we found out that Kanara has announced that Jukes Ale Works Nebraska Brewing Company. Those are both good places. They're going to be the official craft beer providers. And the music is playing, which means we're out of time. But in 5 seconds or less, big day coming up next Friday, Brian.
Yeah, next Friday, remember to get out for Veterans Day to honor all those who are currently serving and who have served. And remember, get out and vote on Tuesday.
And with that, Brian, we appreciate you joining us. That's Brian Thomas from NAINP Dodge, substituting for Trenton. You've been listening to Grow Omaha, which is brought to you by Turner Construction, Dingman's Collision Center, and D&M Roofing on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.